Welcome. An unfolding story where I live here in Phoenix. I went to the NBA playoff game the other night with my friend Ian, who many of you know as the original spiritual gangster. And this game was insane. The Phoenix Suns were inbounding the ball with 0.8 seconds left. They took a huge risk and went for the alley-oop. They lobbed the inbounds pass to their 7-foot center, who dunked it home. The Suns won. It was pandemonium. The city is going crazy right now for the Suns. It's a community thing. It's an energy thing. It's less about if you like the team or not. You like people coming together for something instead of people arguing all the time. And it all happens so quickly. I've lived in Phoenix now for 11 years, off and on. Most of the time, the Suns have been incredibly irrelevant. It's been 11 years since they last made the playoffs, and for a lot of that time, you could not give Suns tickets away. Their arena was old, not a place you wanted to spend time. Their owner was often called the worst owner in sports. The taxpayers had to cough up money to renovate the arena, which they did this past year during COVID. But nobody wants to pay for renovating an arena that belongs to a team which feels poorly run and never gives back any kind of excitement or pride to the city. It was a bad situation. But this season, playing in a new renovated arena with great acoustics and easy access to food and drink, and with a mostly young team that plays together for a coach with really great values, the whole city is getting behind the Suns, and the Suns are behind the whole city. You might remember a previous meditation when I told you I was at the Phoenix Children's Hospital with my daughter, and there was the Suns coach, Monty Williams, visiting kids at the hospital just a few weeks before the playoffs started. And the Suns coach, Monty Williams, has this great philosophy. He said, "We've always approached the game with a get-to, not a got-to mentality. We get to play basketball. We get paid a lot of money, and our team enjoys playing." So you could kind of see it early on. If we could persevere through those early season obstacles and a few things could go our way in the playoffs, you never know. And the Suns play light and free. It's fun to be a part of. They are grateful. The other night I went to the playoff game. The level of excitement was on par with being at a Fish or Grateful Dead concert. Of course, what's great about a concert is you know the songs, you want to hear the songs you love, you want to hear them live with your friends singing along. Sports is like that too, but it's got to be your team, and your team has to get far in the playoffs, and they have to get lucky. The Suns are not my team, and I've been in and out of Phoenix for so many years, but now we are laying roots here. The Children's Hospital here saved my daughter's life. This is my home, and the song we were all singing the other night at the game was for something bigger than winning and losing. It was about having fun again after a pandemic. It was about getting along with an interest that everyone has in common other than politics. Celebrating instead of worrying or mourning or being warned of impending doom. That's a wave you can ride. And when you ride it well and truly ride it, that wave builds into something bigger and bigger. It's super rare in sports that a team goes from not making the playoffs for 11 years in a row to making a deep run in the playoffs and carrying a whole city on its back. Everyone knows the coach Monty Williams story. He lost his wife in a car accident in 2016. How do you not root for a guy like that? The Phoenix Suns' number one draft pick a few years ago was this guy DeAndre Ayton. Everyone thought he was a bust. The Suns passed on the chance to draft two guys who are now on their way to becoming basketball legends. Monty Williams said to DeAndre Ayton, "You got to work harder. You got to show up at the gym every day." And he's done that. And more important, DeAndre Ayton has said he's happy with his role on the team. He doesn't need to be a legend. He just wants to have his place on the team. And when he dunked it home at the buzzer for the win the other night, in the interview, he didn't want to take credit. Nobody on the Suns wanted to take credit. There are no egos. That's a team that's easy to root for, because you can tell this story to your kids, And it's a very clear way to realize what's at stake in the transcendence of ego. Speaking of which, I'm getting back to interviewing and hosting events for elders. I was doing a lot of Drinks with Your Elders events before the pandemic. And today, for the first time since the pandemic, I sat down with a lady here in Phoenix. She's 87. Her daughter raved about her. So I just had to meet this lady. And I walked into her place, and she was fully alive, 87. Nothing was slowing down. She lived in this complex in Scottsdale where I used to live 15 years ago. And when I sat down, she knew that I lived in Unit 32 15 years ago. I never met this lady. She is mystically sharp. And what was so profound, I went there to meet her, to get a copy of her book, to start the process for creating an event for her where she can share her wisdom with the younger generations. I sat down and she wanted to help me. What could she do for me? She takes life by the horns. She did Bikram's yoga teacher training when she was 69. She just wrote her first book at 87. She swims laps like crazy in the lap pool every single day. But more than anything, she told me she starts her day feeling so blessed. She told me the story of watching the Suns game the other night, and she was so nervous. She had to wake up and watch the rest in the morning. But that energy of being blessed, get to, not got to, gets you places in life. That's how you ride a bigger and bigger wave with bigger and bigger blessings. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Even when it's hard, it builds prowess. You get to meditate. You get to take this next breath. You get to enjoy your weekend. Let's make that our centering thought. I get to. Play with that. But instead of just half-assing it, I get to. Can you repeat it deliciously? I get to. So as we settle into this meditation, feeling that wave of gratitude, bigger and bigger every time you repeat, I get to. Whether or not sports is your thing, it's fascinating how this wave built so quickly, so powerfully. Everyone here in Phoenix wants to ride it because it's about what we have in common instead of what divides us. What happens when ego is eliminated, when you get behind someone or something and they get behind you, when you get to meditate. When you get to love yourself better. When you get to enjoy the weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.